What's good, everybody? Welcome back to Bodega Talks. It's your boy Black Genie, and today we're with Staten Island's own Wolfface Joey, a musical prodigy whose work and production in the underground music scene has left him hungry for more, becoming his own artist while producing for acts like Sofago and Rewind Raps. He will begin to drop songs like Buku, Anita, and Shake It, producing hip-shaking hits with his own impressive melodies and lyrics. Only 20 years old, with the skills many struggle with, Wolfface Joey humbly begins his journey and intends on staying true to himself, unafraid to stand out.
All right. Yo, yo.
What's good, my boy?
How you doing, man?
Chilling. Yeah.
I don't know how you wearing jeans right now, bro.
Man, I wear jeans all the time, bro.
Real hot, bro.
I wear jeans everywhere, bro.
All right. Well, yeah. What's good, everybody? Welcome back to Bodega Talks. This your boy, Black Zini, and I'm here with Wolfface Joey.
Facts.
Tell people a little bit about yourself, man.
I'm some kid from Staten Island who makes really good music. So, it's really only one way.
Short and sweet. All right, got that. So, from Staten Island.
Yeah.
For many, it seems like a world away, even though it's just a short ferry ride.
Yeah.
But tell me about growing up out there. I know Wu-Tang is a huge influence out there, but tell me about your influences.
I don't really listen to like the conventional shit. Like, of course I listen to rap. Like, who doesn't like rap? But like, I've been listening to like other shit. Like, I like listening to a lot of pop music. So like, and R&B. So like, when I was younger, I listened to Jaheim. You know Jaheim?
Damn. I haven't heard that name in a while.
Yeah, bro. But that was like the first album that I like really loved. Like, it was this Jaheim album my mom used to play all the time. So it was that. I just listened to a lot of Whitney Houston. And then when I started growing up, that's when I really started listening to rap. Like,
like
Travis Scott, Tyler the Creator, like all that shit.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you make music,
uh-huh.
You produce.
Yes.
Mix and master. You can do it all.
Yeah.
So what made you want to do this full time? Like, what point did you decide this was going to be your career?
I always knew I wanted to, like, make music. Like, I wanted to do something involving music, but I just didn't know what it was when I was, like, younger, when I was in high school. Mm-hmm. So how I started was just, like, making beats and shit. So, like, when I started making beats, that happened for a little while, and then I was, like, this is getting boring. But like, I feel like I really realized that I wanted to, I think what I realized is that, like, I just kept going. Like, no matter what happened, like, I just kept making music. So that's when I kind of slowly realized, I was like, I think I was just like born to do this shit. So like, then I started rapping and shit. And then, yeah.
Here we are. Bet that. All right, yeah. So this your Bodega?
Yeah.
Fantasy Deli?
I be coming here sometimes.
Organic. They got smoothies and shit, okay.
Hell yeah.
Well, let's go inside, see what we can get to eat, man.
Bet.
After you. Yes, sir. Oh, sweet AC.
Yeah, bro,
sweet,
it's fucking hot AC. Outside, dog.
Okay, so, bro, don't get too excited. You're leaving me. All right, man, so, that's part of the show.
Uh-huh.
We give you some lunch money.
Okay.
$20.
$20. Shit,
let's see what you can do.
I don't even think I could. I spend $20 in a goddamn deli, bro. Right.
Let's see what you got, man.
Damn, bro. If I don't spend this, I'm keeping the change.
All right, bro.
Hell yeah.
I'm not gonna complain.
Let's see what the drinks is talking about. I never go wrong with apple juice. Can never, ever, 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 ever go wrong with apple juice. Oh, I might fuck with the birthday cake Oreos. She look crazy. I'm not gonna lie. I just get me a chopped cheese. Yeah. Hey fam. It's good. Let me get a chopped cheese. Yeah. Should I get a chopped cheese? I feel like I have a chopped cheese all the time. Actually, let me get a bacon, egg, and cheese with salt and ketchup. Yeah, on the roll. Hell yeah. All right, somebody's calling me. Let's see who's calling me. Oh, BJX. Yeah.
What up, ugly? This nigga, wake up, bro.
Yo, can I have two of these? Bounty? See, look, y'all Americans. I grew up everywhere. Y'all don't know about this shit. Hold on, can I get that real quick? Y'all do not know about this shit, bro. This is that shit. Hands down, best chocolate ever, bro.
We outside, we in the shade though, so it's not so bad.
Mm-hmm.
So, I gotta know. What's the Band-Aid?
What's with the Band-Aid? It's just the swag, bro.
It's just the drip.
It's just the drip, really. I just like woke up. Like, I actually did it in a music video, one of my older music videos. It's called Scars. I had Band-Aids all over my face. And I was like, I know Nelly did this shit, but like, what if I made this a thing?
Like a regular thing.
Like a regular thing. So I literally just like, you know what? I'm gonna start wearing Band-Aids everywhere I go.
Staten Island, bro.
Yeah.
What do you hope to accomplish? Like, what do you hope to bring over there? Like, what kind of, like, obviously people don't really be as in Staten Island like that. But do you aim to make it, you mean, more popping or more like, a more like,
I'll just
nation, I guess.
I mean, yeah, like, it's really a thing where it comes to the people. Like, bro, I'll tell you, bro, there's so much talent out in Staten Island. I feel like over there, it's really just like a problem where like people don't like keep going, bro. Like people would drop like
fast enough.
Yeah, they want results like fast, and it's like it's whack as fuck.
Not work like that.
Cause bro, nobody gets this shit like in one day. Uzi didn't get it in one day. Trav didn't get it in one day. Like
a lot of go back and peep how long they've been doing shit before they actually.
Literally, like bro, my favorite artist is Tyler the Creator, bro. Like he didn't get his number one album until his like fifth album, like. I feel like people don't stick it out there long enough and just like keep the grind going, like, and you know, and there's a huge support issue there too,
okay.
Where it's like people would like don't really want to like support you unless they see you doing some crazy shit. Yeah. Like you'll have your
just
little
once
circle.
The ball starts rolling,
yeah, like, you have your little circle of friends, and it's like it's wilder. It's like, bro, anywhere here, like if you make music. Like, it's normal for people not to support you. But the thing is, it's like, everybody from Staten Island knows everybody. Like, if I don't know you, I know someone who knows you.
Knows you.
You feel me? It's that kind of thing.
Okay.
So it's so close, and there really isn't an excuse for you not to support. But for whatever reason, people just don't.
Don't want to do it.
Right?
That's what it is.
For me, bro, like, I ain't give a shit. Like, bro, I had, like, friends on the internet, so I was like, bro, I don't give a fuck. Like,
I got friends on the internet, bro. Nigga. Fuck it.
Like, I got niggas on the internet that I really
I got
fuck
fans,
with.
Bro.
Yeah, I really don't care. But like, that's another thing too. Like, there's a huge support issue out there. But like,
same shit in New York.
Yeah, it's like, really New York.
It's really just New York.
It's really
bro.
Yeah, it's really just a thing because like, it's just so
Staten Island is an island.
It's just like this, bro. Everybody knows everyone, bro. That's the thing.
Okay, so. You made the jump from producer to artist. What brought that about? I remember earlier we were talking about how it just got boring.
Yeah, I got bored, bro. Like, I got super bored. So, like, I was like, I was in this group chat with a lot of my friends, like Sofago.
Mm-hmm.
Dom.
You produced for him as well.
Yeah, I produced for him early on. So, like, there was a lot of my friends, like, other producers and shit. And I was really in the group chat like, bruh, this shit is boring, bro. Like, I'm bored. Like, I don't like this shit no more, bruh. And they were like, yo, you should try rapping. I'm like, nigga, rapping? Why the fuck would I start rapping? Like, I never really imagined myself rapping. Like, I knew I could, like, sing, because I've been singing since I was a kid, but I never took it seriously, you feel me? Like, if I was, like, singing or something, it would be, like, another person's song or some shit, right? So, like, they were like, nah, just give it a shot. Like, you'll never know, bro. If
yeah, that's a fact. I'm
yeah, like, I was, it was really on some YOLO shit. And I was like, what? I was like 17. I was like 16 going on 17. And, you know, I was just like, all right, fuck it, whatever. So, like, I had this job at the Staten Island Mall, right? So there's like a Best Buy all the way across. So I literally went out of work. Literally, after I stopped talking to them, right, I went out of work. I went to the Best Buy across the mall. And I bought me this like $50 snowball mic. And I recorded that. I started recording on that and like engineering myself and shit. Like it took a while for me to actually like get decent at it, not even good.
Mm-hmm.
But like, you know, it took time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean for everybody it's a learning curve.
Yeah, it's definitely a learning curve.
Even though you produce, you still like you're
yeah, bro.
It, but you're not doing it.
So I thought like just because I produced, like I'd be so
easy,
fire.
Right?
Off
yeah.
I was so wrong. Like I was producing for a really long time. The only problem was like I wasn't able to get like people on my beats. Mm. that was the main problem. But I had fun, like while I was doing it, like I had fun making those beats. Cause it was literally like a routine. I'll wake up, go to school, come back home and make beats. I'll do homework, then make beats, then do the same shit over and over again. So that routine was fun. And then I was like, bro, like, I need something new.
What kind of legacy do you want to leave behind?
I just want to...
When it's all said and done.
When it's all said and done, I just want to show people they can do whatever the fuck they want to do, bro. Like, a lot of people looked at me so crazy when I started making music. Like, even people that I thought were my friends, like, they were looking at me like, nigga, why the fuck are you rapping, bro? Like, it was so crazy because, like, bro, I never looked like the quote-unquote... I never sound like the quote-unquote rapper. I never did, like... anything like the traditional, even like in New York, like, nigga, I don't look like the nigga that's coming out of New York, bro. Like, I have a fucking band-aid on my face, bro. And I'm wearing these fucking baggy ass jeans. Like,
yeah, the jeans you got me, bro. I'm not gonna lie for that, bro.
Bro, people are not looking at me like the traditional rapper, but people still love my shit.
Facts.
And people are afraid of like not being liked. I don't care. Like, I don't give a fuck. Yeah, bro, like, I don't care. Yeah, like, I don't care about not being liked. I have a group of people who love me for whatever the fuck I do, bro. And that's really all that matters. And I love what I do. A lot of people don't love what they do. They do it because they see other people, like, being successful at it and doing it. And, you know, I want to make sure, like, a kid who grew up like me, not knowing what they wanted to do at first and then finding something and really going for it, I want them to know that they can take that shit all the way to however, like, they want to take it to. Like, anybody can take it up to 100.
I heard it.
So, yeah.
So, you got cosigns from B-Love, Murder B,
yeah.
BLP Kosher. Mm-hmm. I actually met that dude.
And, oh, really?
Yeah, it's random as fuck. I was walking to the train station. It was the craziest
fire.
But how does it feel that some of your biggest fans are people that you listen to?
It's cool, I'm not gonna lie. A lot of this shit be happening like randomly, bro. Like, I'll wake up and then people will blow up my phone. Like, even the first, like, B-Love, like, cosign I got, like, the first shit he made on TikTok. Like, when that happened, bro, like, I was on Fort with my friends and my homies and shit. And they all, like one of my friends, Isai, he was like, yo, Joey, check your phone right now. I'm like, bro, what the fuck is this nigga talking about? I'm in the middle of killing niggas, bro. What the fuck are you doing, right? He's like, bro, you need to check your phone right now. So I look at what he sent me and I see B-Love. I'm like, bro, why are you sending B-Love? Because he loves drill music. So I'm like, bro, why are you sending me B-Love? He's like, bro, look at the fucking video. So I opened it and it was him dancing to my song. I was like, what? What the fuck? This is mad random. But I was like, I bet. I was excited. I was like, oh, I fuck with B-Love.
What are some of your goals as you continue to go up? You know what I'm saying? Like, how do you see yourself in 10 years?
10 years, you know, I just want to be like, I want to be happy. I want to be happy in 10 years and still making music. You know, I definitely want to have my own little clothing brand, probably throw a festival or some shit. Like, you know, I just want to create a world that nobody's ever been in and introduce them to what's in my brain. So
yeah, build a city or something.
Yeah.
But all right. So what can we expect next? What's coming up? Project, tour?
Hell yeah.
Videos.
I'm going on tour with my good friend Rio Vaz in September.
US based?
Yes, US. I'm doing three cities. I'm doing like cities I've never been in, which is fire. I'm doing Portland, British Columbia, Vancouver, and
you should go see what's his name.
I gotta see Nardwar.
Yeah, he's out.
I gotta go visit Nardwar. And I forgot the last city. It's Portland, Vancouver, and hold on. Seattle, British Columbia, and Portland.
Seattle.
Yeah.
I had some homies that live out there.
Damn.
Seattle's lit, apparently.
Really? Yeah, I heard so.
In the forest shooting guns and shit.
Oh, like, shit.
What are y'all doing? It's a fuck.
And I'm excited to go to Seattle. I know, I have a couple of friends out in Seattle. So, like, yeah, no, I heard Seattle's super turn. So, and then I'm working on a project right now, me and 22. Me and Worst 22, so. And me and him are working on a tape currently, which is about to be super crazy. I haven't like put this much effort into a tape in like very long. And I dropped the tape in December. That was just something I put together really, but like, I've been like, I'm actually going to studios. Like, I'm still recording myself, but I'm just like being in the studio while I'm recording this tape, and I'm like putting so much effort into it, and like I really put my back into this shit, bro. Like I want this shit to like really shake. Right. I want this shit to really shake something.
All right, man. Thank you for your time.
For sure. That was a great dab. Oh my God, that was
crazy.
That was a great dab.
Yo, we gotta make a gif out of that.
Hell yeah.
That was fire.